Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We're delivering for working and middle-class Americans now.
During a Milwaukee Labor Day event, President Joe Biden celebrated the work his administration has done to boost the economy and the workforce.
Nearly 10 million new jobs, more jobs than ever been created at this point in any presidency in history. Wages are up. Unemployment remains near a 50-year low. And the big reason for all this is the American Rescue Plan that I signed into law shortly after taking office.
The president credited progress on the American Rescue Plan, a nearly $2 trillion economic stimulus package signed into law shortly after Biden took office. A new Gallup poll found nearly 3 in 4 Americans approve of labor unions, a 57-year high. And across the country, workers marched on Labor Day. Labor Day became an official federal holiday in 1894, nearly 2 years after the first Labor Day march was held in New York City. And once again, workers from several industries joined together in the Big Apple to mark the holiday.
The billionaires pretty much took over. They took over, really. And they're running the show. They're doing whatever they can to get a profit, exploiting workers, and they really just don't care. We don't have any help or anything. They're just here for themselves.
That's Vice President of the Amazon Labor Union, Derek Palmer, who along with other workers in Staten Island voted to become the company's first union. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill to create working standards for fast food industry workers. It includes a new fast food council to establish standards for working hours, wages, and health and safety. Meanwhile, the president of the 8th largest union, the American Federation of Teachers, spoke about the biggest challenge facing her members, burnout. Randy Weingarten claims teachers don't feel respected and are being forced to bring politics into the classroom.
When they can't teach the Diary of Anne Frank, you can't teach about Louis Bridges, you can't answer questions of children, you have to be mask police. That has been what has created some of the burnout. And that's not parents, that's politicians.
Nearly 40% of teachers surveyed by the union said they might quit in the next 2 years. A federal judge Monday ordered a halt to the Justice Department's review of materials taken during the FBI search of former President Donald Trump's Florida home. The judge cited concerns over the harm Trump could face due to the risk of media leaks. The order also permits a special master to review the materials for potential attorney-client and executive privilege. And federal regulators are debating a plan to allow people to bet up to $25,000 on which political party will control Congress. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission may soon take public feedback on the proposal from New York-based prediction market operator Kalshi. Analysts say there is an underground market for betting on elections, and Kalshi wants to bring political prediction trading into the open. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.